This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Megan Graham from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, the executive director, and good morning.
Hi, Kyle.
So, a lot going on. You guys always seem to be very busy, and the need seems to always continue.
Yeah, Kyle, we are always busy. That's true. And right now we're seeing still more animals coming through the doors than we ever have.
So, what are some of the numbers?
So normally January is not that busy of a month for us, but I pulled some numbers yesterday. We took in about 80 more animals this January than we did in 22. We saw about 41 more stray dogs than we did in January of last year. So it's just, it's continuing to just be a pretty, it's looking like it's going to be a busy year again.
And I know you guys have been working on things like spay and neuter and a veterinarian and all that. How's that progressing?
That is still our biggest need, Kyle, as we are looking to hire a veterinarian full or part-time to help us get going on providing spay and neuter for the public.
And how would that kind of roll out? How much time do you think you'd be spending on that if you had the right person in place?
If we had the right person in place, we could start doing it tomorrow, honestly. We'd be doing a couple, 3 days of shelter medicine and then probably 2 days of public spay and neuter, where we could do up to 30 or 40 surgeries each day. But that would just depend on what, you know, if the veterinarian that we were able to hire had those skills already in place. But our team is ready. We're ready to go.
And are you seeing this problem? I mean, is this not just a Douglas County problem, but is it all over?
100%. It is across the country. It's a huge problem right now. There's a big veterinarian shortage. So it's not just animal welfare and spay and neuter. It's private practice vets, too.
Wow. Another shortage.
Yes, I know.
So presuming that you can find the right person, that would really, you kind of look down the road and say, okay, if we can do this, then the situation should slowly improve.
It's really the solution, one of the only solutions to decreasing the number of animals coming into the shelter, especially when it comes to cats.
And now cats, do you get a lot of those these days?
Yes, we have a waiting list still, I think, of about 100 and some people who each have multiple cats. So we're looking at, 300-400 cats that are still waiting to come into the shelter, but we obviously can't take them all in at once.
So waiting to come in.
Yes.
Not just go out,
yes,
but come in.
And at any given time, we have about 70 or 80 cats housed in the shelter, and then we have an additional 100 to 150 in foster care. And then when it goes to kitten season, which is coming up, we'll have upwards of 200 in foster care.
Wow, that really illustrates why getting that position in there, getting that filled, will make a huge difference.
Yeah, and just highlights the importance of our foster program and how much we rely on our community to take in some of these animals to help us increase our capacity for housing.
Now, the fostering, explain how that works.
So it's actually super easy. You just sign up on our website and we can work with you depending on if you want to keep an animal for a few days, up to a few weeks, up to some people keep them for a few months. You can do medical fostering where we teach you how to do fluids and give medications, or you can just foster little cute kittens.
Now, is that the fostering thing? It seems like it's gotten a lot bigger than it was a few years ago.
Yeah, we have a really wonderful foster program manager named Gray. She deserves a big shout out and a big round of applause because she's pretty much a one-woman show. So she's been doing a great job.
And for people, I think sometimes when you talk about fostering an animal, I think, well, if I was going to have an animal for a few days, why would I not just, it's like, do you want an animal? How does that all evolve sometimes?
It's fun. I mean, it's fun to have a new soul in your house, and a new animal to get to know. And especially if you want to travel and stuff and you're retired and you don't want to commit to, maybe getting a dog, you can just borrow dogs and just bring them back when you're done. Get a different one. It's really fun. And people say they want to keep them all the time. But, knowing that you've given that dog or cat a break from the shelter and saved a life, like, that makes a huge difference. And, once you take the first one back, it gets easier.
Well, and I guess the idea with traveling and people maybe aren't working full time, that really does make a big difference. And as we get closer to spring here, a lot of people get more into hiking and things like that, which are perfect, especially for certain types of dogs.
Yeah, I mean, we've got our Fido field trip program, too. We're always looking for people to come in and walk dogs at the shelter. But if you don't want to come walk dogs at the shelter, you can also, quote unquote, rent a dog. You can take a dog out for the day, take him to Stewart Park, take him to Starbucks, get a Frappuccino, take him wherever you want. A puppuccino, not a Frappuccino, but, whatever. And then the dogs get out for a day and get to have a fun day out in the park or do whatever.
And how much does that help the dogs to get that break?
Oh my gosh, it's huge. Just to get that mental break from being out of the kennels. I mean, we get the dogs out for walks every day, but it's not the same as getting to leave the premises, go for a car ride. I mean, you know, if you know how much your dog loves car rides, our dogs love car rides too.
So talk about the mental health of animals that are in shelters for a long time.
It's tough. I mean, you can imagine dogs are and cats are, they're for the most part social, you know, pack animals. They don't like to be alone. So it really wears on their mental health being in kennels. It's not an ideal situation. You know, as much enrichment as we can give them, it's just not set up to be a long-term solution. So that's, again, where fostering really comes into play. We like to give the dogs who've been there for a long time a break as often as we can until they're able to find their forever families.
So how are things going in terms of just staffing in general for you?
We've got a really great team right now, Kyle. I'm super excited about our team. They're doing a great job. Everyone's kind of doing a lot of training, getting geared up to go to the big Humane Society of the United States Expo in April. So that'll be really cool. Our team is just constantly coming up with great new progressive ideas to help get these animals into homes, and they're just doing a great job.
And do you have any events coming up people ought to know about?
Yeah, we've got two Valentine's Day events. You can sign up on our website to have a rose or roses delivered to your Valentine by a puppy, which free kisses are obviously included. So a great way to make a memorable Valentine's Day. And then on Saturday, we're going to be down at the Wine Destination doing the Adopt a Sweetheart event, where we'll have a bake sale and adoptable animals.
Now, I'm curious, when these animals are delivering the Valentines, do you just, you give them directions and they know where to go, or do you have to involve...
We give them Google Maps and it's fine. Yeah, I mean, we print out directions for some of them, but no, we send them with a volunteer.
That might be kind of an interesting touch. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody doing that.
You should do this for your wife, Kyle.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Don't tell.
Live radio. Here we go again.
No pressure.
So what about other things people should know about Saving Grace and how they can get involved or help out?
Yeah, I think right now, more than anything, we need donations to help take care of the additional animals that we're seeing come through the doors. You can donate on our website. Obviously, you can send a check or you can call us. The other thing we always need is volunteers. So we need help with getting all those dogs out and getting them walked. We're going to need fosters coming up for kitten season. We're starting to see kittens come in already. And then once we hit March and April, we'll be full of kittens again because we don't have spay neuter yet.
So give folks your website.
Website is SavingGracePetAdoptionCenter.org.
All right, Megan Graham, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at the morning report.